Assalamu alaikum. Since October 7th, but for many of us well before October 7th, since the 1940s and even before that, there's a number of emotions that we've experienced. But I think if we were looking for a word to encapsulate how we feel, it would be boiling. We are boiling. And let's not forget what happened on July 6th when Sonia Massey was killed while she was boiling her water. And the reason I say that is that boiling has a benefit. It kills parasites. It fights disease. It removes filth. And in the name of her death, boil now! Boil! Boil at a genocidal maniac who's invited to give a speech in front of a country that claims to be committed to freedom and equality. Boil! Boil at student encampments! Student encampments, Generation Z, who inspired this country and now have been vilified, kicked out of school, doxed, had their futures threatened because they stood for Palestine. They stood for which there is no moral challenge whatsoever. Boil for them. Boil for the carceral state that continues to imprison in the name of law and order large numbers of black folks and Latinos, where we see white folks get off. Boil! Do not let the death of our sister Sonia Massey be in vain. Carry the spirit of her boiling water wherever you go. Stand in the face of politicians who exhibit moral values, who parrot slogans, and let them know that boiling water cleans filth. That boiling water will not stay quiet. That boiling water may evaporate into the air only to fall back and grow fruit and seeds. Let them know that you boil in the name of righteousness and that you're on the right side of history. Free Palestine. Assalamu alaikum.
Up one more time for Iman Sahib. Our next speaker.